So I come from America and I hate football. I hate football because football is for liberals. It's for people that vote for Kamala and Hillary and that. Football's for left-wing people. So I hate goddamn football. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about the World Cup. The World Cup, which is being jointly hosted by the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And I would specifically like to talk about why the World Cup is going to fail. It's going to absolutely fail. And that is because normal, sensible Americans that vote for Trump and don't want their country to be destroyed hate football. They despise football. Essentially, half the country cannot stand football. I'm going to look at how this has happened and why this is the case. Before I do, could you do me a favor? Could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube? Could you leave a like? Could you hit the bell button? Could you leave a comment for the algorithm and leave a lot, all that kind of stuff? And could you also subscribe to my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most base stuff I can't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, blogs, films I make, and where, because YouTube demonetizes me, where you can support me if you want, if you like my stuff, for the cost of about a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, what's going on with football? Football obviously is very, very new to the United States of America. In the 1994 World Cup, they were promised that they could have the World Cup as long as they set up a professional football league, which they didn't manage to do until 1996. Only 8 of the squad were actually attached to a football club. So a large portion of the squad weren't even professional football players. The captain of the American team in 1994, Tony Maiola, then attempted to abandon football, or what he would call soccer, and tried to become an American football player instead. It's become a bit more popular in America because the amount of Mexican Americans between 1970 and the year 2000 increased 12-fold. And it's become a bit more popular for that reason among young people. So only about 4% of over 55s in America who like sport will watch football. But about 22% of those aged 18 to 34 will watch perhaps football. However, support for football is so weird and so low in the United States that about 55% of Americans that are into football support the American team. So 45% support teams from other places like Mexico, or even in a small minority of cases, they support England. So there's very, very little attachment to football. And the key reason for this is it's new. It's not part of American culture. It's considered a European import. It's basically, for that reason, considered un-American. And this means that over the last 30 or so years, it has become very, very politically coded. Football in America is left-wing coded. There was actually a study which found that if you looked at the states in that hosted soccer games in the World Cup in 1994, and it found that they were much more likely to vote Democrat in subsequent American elections. There's other studies that have found the same thing, that there is a negative correlation between how likely the state is to vote for Donald Trump and how likely people in that state are to be into football and to support football and to go to football matches and to watch football on television. There was a study I found which looked at surveys of attitudes towards football, and it was found that people that like football are considered to be smug liberal elites, and it is very strongly associated with England and with an aspect of England that the people that call them smug liberal elites don't particularly like, i.e. snobbery, being stuck up, just everything about England that they don't particularly like. Football is left-wing coded in the United States. And as a rule, if you are in a polarized society, and remember, America was far less polarized in 1994 than is the case now, and of course, football was practically non-existent anyway in America in 1994, as it has developed, it is something that has developed in the Democrat voting states, in the liberal left-wing states, and the conservative states have reacted against this by almost making it part of their identity to dislike football, to see football as alien, to see football as other, to see football as foreign, and to see football as left-wing. Anne Coulter, a famous conservative commentator, commented that football is just incredibly boring and incredibly tedious, and she assumed that the reason why you get football hooliganism is because there has to be something to do to distract from how boring and tedious football actually is. So you've got a foreign import as far as Americans are concerned, and as far as half or more than half of Americans are concerned, it is something foreign, and it is specifically something for left-wing, smug, stuck-up people that despise America. So those people, which is over half of people in the United States, are not going to go to these football matches. Another problem, I think, is the way that FIFA, rather than the Americans, have set the prices. Now, if you want to go to a baseball game, if you want a bad seat at a baseball game in the USA at the moment, a high-level baseball game, I was reading that it's somewhere in the region of $30 for a bad seat at a baseball, at a high-level baseball game in the United States. These seats in the early in the qualifying stages of the World Cup start at $140. So you can see that this is incredibly expensive for what Americans are used to paying for sport. Europeans may well be used to paying outrageous sums of money to watch high-level football, but Americans certainly aren't, particularly when you consider that they don't particularly like football and they're not particularly into football anyway. So you might get some Americans, even liberal Americans, that think, oh, they're having a football match in our town. I'm not particularly into football, but it's the World Cup. I'll go and have a look. But they're not going to go and have a look for $140, are they? They're going to go and have a look for $30, maybe $40, something like that. And that problem has already become clear in the games in Mexico, where the stadium was clearly very under full. They reckon they'd sold 98% of the tickets. Well, they must have sold them mostly to touts, because it was clearly huge areas of it were empty. So this is why the World Cup is going to fail in America, and the prices alone are exploitative. I have no idea why anybody would want to pay that kind of money to go and see a football game. I doubt they would. There's relatively little support for soccer in the United States anyway, and it is highly politically coded, which means that a significant portion of the public see soccer as repellent. In a polarized society, see soccer as a symbol of the smug, liberal, California-type elite whom they despise. Well, I hope it's been of interest, and tally-ho, and see you soon, and goodbye!
Are you ready for the future of the West?